弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks and praises.
感谢主，你在我们还是罪人的时候，你就为我们死，而且死在十字架上。
Thank you, Lord. While we were still sinners, you have died for us on the cross.
感谢你赦免我们过去、现在和将来一切的罪。
We thank you for giving us now and the future all the things you have given us.
感谢主，你赐给我们不但今生的盼望，也赐给我们永生的盼望。
We thank you not only give us the hope for today, but also eternal hope.
主，我们来到你的面前，也求主你的圣灵引导我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
We come before you, also ask your Spirit be with us from beginning till the end of this worship.
主，让我们跟你的儿女能够让我们真的知道我们的过犯，也能够真的靠着你的恩典能够常常的来认罪悔改。
So teach us how can we, depending on your grace, often come near you and seeking your advice.
让我们每个人的生命能够每日都有更新。
So that we may remember all your words.
来为主你做美好的见证。
We thank you, Lord.
我们在这祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and give thanks in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们基督徒呢，都相信主耶稣为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上，三日后复活。
So as a believer, Christians, we all believe that the Lord Jesus died on the cross.And resurrected in 3 days.
那么如今他就坐在父神的右边，做我们永远的大祭司。
And today he is sitting on the right hand side of the Father and making intercession for us.
然而不信耶稣的人常常就攻击这一条真理。
Often those who do not believe, they attack this truth.
他们有的说主耶稣被从十字架上取下以后。他是被丢到荒野，没有被安葬。
Some will say that after Jesus was taken down from the cross, he was thrown to the wilderness, was not buried.
他们也有的说，主耶稣在十字架上根本没有死，只是昏迷了过去。
So some say that Jesus did not really die on the cross; he just passed out.
他被安葬之后呢，他的门徒把他们偷走，最后他醒过来了。
So after he was buried, and his disciples came and stole the body, and he woke up.
所以他们用这些也其实在攻击耶稣基督他的复活。
So they use this to attack the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
其实所有的这些都是不信神的人他们的无知和荒谬的一些他们的理论。
So all of these are just heresies of those who do not believe.
那么根据旧约圣经的预言还有新约圣经的记载
According to the prophecies of the Old Testament and recordings of the New Testament
那么神的儿子耶稣基督为信他之人的罪卑微自己道成了肉身
So the Son of God who humbled himself came into the world for the sins of many
那么成为了人的样式做了赎罪的羔羊
He took the image of man and became Lamb, the God of Lamb.
那么今天的信息也就好告诉我们，主耶稣他的安葬就表明他的死既是一个历史的事实，也是圣经预言的应验。
So today's passage will tell us his death was not only the prophecy of the Old Testament, but also is the true fact.
那我们通过三个方面呢来思想。这个主耶稣在安葬过程中发生的一些事情。
So we're going to study this topic from 3 different perspectives.
那么第一就是约瑟呢求救主的身体。
So the first is Joseph asked for the body of the Savior.
那么第二点就是比拉多呢赐约瑟救主的身体。
So the second is Pilate granted the body.Of the Savior to Joseph.
最后我们会看到一些门徒而见证了主耶稣他的安葬。
And then we'll see some of the disciples witnessed the Savior's burial.
我们先看第一点，就是约瑟他来求救主的身体，这在第十二到第43节。
So let us see the first point that recorded on first verses 42 and 43.
那么在四十二节我们先看，他这里说到了晚上，因为这是预备日，就是安息日的前一日。
And verse 42, and when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath.
那么根据呢，前面的信息，我们知道主耶稣是在周五的上午，大约九点钟被钉上十字架。
According to the passage before this, we kind of know Jesus was put on the cross about 9 o'clock in the morning.
而他在下午的大约三点钟就去世了。
He died at about 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
那么，按照犹太的律法，被钉十字架的人必须要在夜晚前被埋葬。
According to the Jewish law, all the people who died on the cross has to be buried before night time.
那么这在申命记的21章22节到23节告诉我们，他说人若犯该死的罪，他被治死了，你将他挂在木头上，他的死首不可留在木头上过夜，必要当日将他埋葬，免得玷污了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地，因为被挂在上面的人是神面前，在神面前受咒诅的。
According to Deuteronomy 21 verses 22 and 23, and if a man has committed a crime punishable by death, and he is put to death, and you hung him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night on the tree, but you shall bury him the same day, for a hung man is cursed by God. You shall not defile your land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance.
而且呢，主耶稣，那么我们说在周五钉上十字架，第二天周六其实就是犹太人的安息日。
So we know that after Jesus died on the cross, the next day is the Sabbath of the Jews.
那么犹太人他要在安息日前做各样的预备的工作。
So the Jewish people usually do preparation before the Sabbath.
所以呢，安息日前的这一日也叫做预备日。
That's why the day before that is called the preparation.
那么神创造时，那么记录日期的方式，其实我们知道是从晚上开始的。
We know that according to how God created the world, start in the evening.
那么当我们读创世纪第一章，神六日的创造的时候，我们常常会看到，神总是说有晚上，有早晨。
So when we read Genesis according to creation, it often says there is a day and there's night.
所以犹太人一直就遵循这个原则，他们记录日期也是从日落开始算起。
That's how the Jewish calendar is recording the day starting from sunset.
那么直到现在，犹太人他们的安息日也是在从我们的星期五下午的六点钟到星期六晚上的六点钟结束。
So according to even today, the Sabbath is for the Jewish people started at about 6 o'clock in the Friday afternoon until 6 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
所以我们知道，既然主耶稣他是在三点下午大约三点钟去世，而必须在六点钟之前呢要埋葬，所以中间只有三个小时的时间。
So we know there's only 3 hours between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock that the body of Jesus have to be buried.
那我们下面看43节，他告诉我们说，有亚利马泰的约瑟前来，他是尊贵的义士，也是等候神国的。他发胆进去见比拉多，求耶稣的身体。
So we read verse 43. Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the Sanhedrin, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus.
那么这里我们首先要看到亚利马泰，他是一个人名，他不是人名，而是一个城市的名称。
We know that Arimathea is the name of a city.
那么它这个城市呢，是位于耶路撒冷西北大约20英里的地方。
It's about 20 miles out of northwest of Jerusalem.
那么犹太教的公会成员也叫议士。
So we call the people members of the cathedral as council.
那么这里的尊贵在原文中它就是有 prominent, 也就是重要的或者有影响力的意思。
So the members of the Sanhedrin are usually prominent and influential people.
那么也就是说约瑟呢他是一位很重要的公会中的成员。
So in other words, Joseph is a very important member of the Sanhedrin.
那么既然他是公会里面的一个成员也就他也参与了在大祭司那里审理主耶稣的这个事件。
So since he was a member, he also participated in the judgment by the great, the high priest of Jesus.
那么根据路加福音，那么他当时呢是在里面，但是他没有支持当时犹太公会对主耶稣的判决。
According to Luke, he was there during the judgment, but he did not support it.
那么这在路加福音的23:50-51这里告诉我们说有一个人名叫约瑟，是个义士，为人善良公义，做人所谋所为他并没有服从，他本是犹太亚利马太城里素常盼望神国的人。
So Luke 23:50-51 Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and a righteous man, who had not consented to their decisions and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God.
那么这里我们看到说约瑟呢发胆进去借比拉多要求耶稣的身体。
So we see that Joseph boldly went into Pilate to ask for the body.
那么既然那这里面的发胆呢表明约瑟做这件事情他是冒着风险去做的。
So he did this. He ran some risk.
那么因为当时呢罗马人不允许任何人埋葬被钉十字架的罪犯。
Because during those days, the Jewish people do not allow anyone to bury the body from the cross.
那么即使他们的家人也是不可以的。
Not even their family members.
那么这些犯人的尸体往往就是被丢到耶路撒冷城外的垃圾场。
So usually the corpse are thrown out to the garbage place outside the city.
那么有时呢就留在十字架上直到这个尸体腐烂被食肉的飞鸟或者动物吃掉。
Some would remain on the cross and they would decay and they may be eaten by the birds.
那么可见呢约瑟来求主耶稣的身体他是冒了极大的风险。
So that we see he took a great risk and came to ask for the body.
那么很可能他会赔上自己的性命。
He may even have to pay for his life.
那么他这样行的最重要的原因是他是一位听了主耶稣所传的福音而相信并等候神国的人。
The reason he did it because he has heard the gospel from Jesus and he believed and waiting for the kingdom.
也就是说他是主耶稣的忠心的忠实的门徒。
So in other words, he was a loyal disciple of Jesus.
那么主耶稣出来传福音，那么在路加福音、马可福音的1:15就告诉我们，那么主耶稣说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
So according to the Lord's Gospel in Mark 1:5, it says, "The time is near, and you shall repent." And confess your sins.
那么约瑟他冒着生命的危险来向比拉多求主的身体，充分体现了他作为主的门徒对主的爱。
So he ran the risk, asked for a body. In this way, we can see his love for our Lord Jesus.
因为他爱主，所以他愿意为此付上代价。
Because he loves the Lord, he is willing to pay a price for this.
我们现在看比拉多有什么反应。
Now let's see the reaction from Pilate.
那这就是我们第二点，就是比拉多赐约瑟主的身体。
That's the second point. Pilate granted the body.
那么在44-45， 我们再看44到45节。比拉多诧异约瑟已经死了，便叫百夫长来问他耶稣死了久不久。既从百夫长得知实情，就把耶稣的尸体赐给尸首，赐给约瑟。
Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph.
那么比拉多呢，他看到约瑟来向他求主耶稣的身体，所以他就以为主耶稣已经死了。
So when Pilate saw Joseph came and asked for the body, so he thought that the Lord has died.
然而他又诧异主耶稣为什么死得这么的快。
But he also wondered how come he died so fast.
其实作为巡抚，比拉多他审理过很多被钉十字架的人。
So as a governor, he has seen many people who has been judged put on the cross.
他也深知这种刑法的残忍。
He also knew how crude the punishment was.
那么在正常情况下，被钉十字架的犯人，如果在十字架上自然的去死亡，需要几天的时间。
So in a normal circumstance, when a criminal was hung on the cross, it would take a few days before he would die.
那么他最后呢，都是因为失血还有脱水，最后停止了呼吸。
They usually start breathing by either dehydration or by bleeding.
那么有时候呢，为了让这个犯人快速的死去，那么罗马的兵丁往往就会把犯人 的腿打断。
So sometimes they want to make them die faster, so the Roman soldiers would break their legs.
那么为什么这样的？是因为呢，钉在十字架上的人，由于这个他的背部紧贴十字架。
The reason is when they were nailed on the cross, so they're clearly close to the cross.
所以他无法使他的肺部有充足扩张的空间来吸这个空气。
So they do not have enough room in the lung to breathe.
所以他呼吸的时候呢，他就需要他的双腿把他的这个身体撑起来。
So when he is trying to breathe, he has to lift up his legs up.
所以让他的背部呢稍微离开十字架一些。
So the back can be, there have been a space between the back and the cross.
这样他才能容易呼吸。
Then he can breathe.
如果他的双腿被打断，犯人就没有再有这个撑，他的身体呢不能再撑起来了。
So if they break their legs, so they cannot lift up their legs.
所以他不能吸出空气，所以他最终就因为窒息而死亡。
So it make hard to breathe.
所以我们可见这个十字架的刑罚是何等残酷的一种刑罚。
Now we can see how cruel is this kind of punishment.
那么凭这个比拉多的经验。他认为主耶稣不可能这么快的死去。
By his experience, Pilate does not think Jesus can die so soon.
所以于是他叫来百夫长，想要确认。
So he called the centurion just to be sure.
因为百夫长和他所带的这些罗马兵丁就是负责处死犯人的。
So the centurion and the soldier that with him, they are.Taking care of all the criminals.
他们知道每个犯人的情形，也负责鉴定那个犯人是有没有死。
They know everyone's condition. They have to be sure they're dead.
所以主比拉多他知道从百夫长得到的这个信息，他是最可靠的。
So the Pilate knows the only can be reassured of his death is from the centurion.
所以他听了百夫长的汇报呢，他确信主耶稣一定是已经去世。
So after he gets the report from a centurion, he is confirmed that Jesus has died.
那么当时呢，其实是有两个强盗和主耶稣同钉十字架。
At that time, there were two robbers who was nailed on the cross with Jesus.
那么六个小时过后呢，兵丁就发现主耶稣已经死了，而两个强盗还活着。
Six hours later, the soldiers found Jesus was dead, but the other two robbers were still alive.
那为了不让这个尸体 在安息日留在十字架上，所以他们就打断了那两个强盗的腿。
Because they are not allowed the body to be on the cross, so he has to break the legs of those two robbers.
那么虽然在这个马可福音没有这个详细记载，在路加在约翰福音十九章三十二到三十三节，那么有详细的记载。他这里说，于是兵丁来，把头一个人的腿，并与耶稣同钉第二个人的腿都打断了，只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了。就不打断他的腿。
This is from John 19, verse 32-33. So the soldiers come and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs.
那么比拉多呢，他本来是一个狡猾多疑的人。
So we know that Pilate was a doubting and crafting person.
所以如果他不确信主耶稣已经死了，他是不可能准许约瑟把主的身体取去。
If he's not sure Jesus is dead, he would not allow Joseph to take the body.
所以这里我们也看到，这里比拉多这里没有说比拉多把耶稣的身体赐给约瑟。
Here he didn't say that the Pilate granted the body to Joseph.
这里用的是，而是用的死手，是把耶稣的死手赐给了约瑟。
So they used the word the corpse.
所以呢，这再次的表明比拉多完全确信主耶稣已经死了。
So this is one more time to be sure, Jesus.Pilate knew that Jesus was dead.
而且呢，百夫长比拉多和这个亚利马太的约瑟都见证了主耶稣的死。
Both the centurion and Joseph of Arimathea witnessed the death of Jesus.
所以主耶稣的这里面我们就看到呢，主耶稣的受死不仅由罗马兵丁的鉴定，而且也得到了罗马巡抚的认可。
So we know that the death of Jesus not only was testified by the Roman soldier, but it was also convinced by the governor.
那么这对于那些否认主耶稣被钉死的人，认为他只是昏迷过去的谣传，那么是一个致命的打击。
So this would put all the doubts of whether Jesus died or not as a final.
所以我们知道呢，主耶稣的死呢，它是一个不容怀疑的一个真实的历史事实。
So there's no doubt the death of Jesus is an act of history.
那么当其实呢，当主耶稣安葬的同时，有几位门徒呢，其实在远处呢，其实在观望。
While Jesus was being buried, there are several disciples watching from afar.
那我们看第三点，就是门徒见证主的安葬，就是在最后两节四十六、四十七。我们先看四十六节，约瑟买了细麻布，把耶稣取下来，用细麻布裹好，安放在磐石中凿出来的坟墓里，又拱阔一块石头来挡住墓门。
So verse 46, and Joseph brought a linen shroud.And taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock, and he wrote a stone against the entrance of the tomb.
那么这里我们看到，虽然时间比较仓促，但是约瑟为安葬主耶稣还是做了很仔细的预备的工作。
Even though we see the time was rushed, but Joseph has done preparation.Beforehand,
那么他买了细麻布，把主耶稣的身体从十字架上取下来，然后用细麻布又裹好。
So he took the body from the cross and wrapped it with a linen shroud.
其实我们也知道，如果约瑟一个人把主耶稣从十字架上取下来再安葬，其实是很难的一件事情。
We know that it would be very difficult for Joseph to do it all by himself.
所以呢，根据约翰福音，当时还有一位犹太人和约瑟一起安葬了主耶稣。
So according to John, there's another person was with Joseph.
那么那就是那位夜里来见耶稣，请教主耶稣重生之道的尼哥底母。
That's the Nicodemus who came by night to ask Jesus.
那么根据约翰福音的19:39-40，告诉我们，他说又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着没药和沉香约100斤前来，他们就照犹太人秉葬的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好了。
So that's in John 19:39-40. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 75 pounds in weight.
那么很多这个解经家认为尼哥底母可能也是公会的一个成员。
They think that Nicodemus also was a member of the Sanhedrin.
那么因为呢，在约翰福音的3:1，他这样说，他说有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，就是犹太人的官。
So in chapter 3:1, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
而且呢，尼哥底母呢，他也曾经反对过犹太教领袖胡乱定主耶稣的罪。
He also the one who's against for the leaders to condemn Jesus.
那么在约翰福音的7:50-51这块有这里边记录尼哥底母的一段事情。他说内中有尼哥底母，就是从前去见耶稣的，对他们说，不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还能定他的罪吗？
So in John 7:50-51, Nicodemus.Who had gone to him before, and who was one of them, said to them, Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?
那么其他的犹太领袖，我们知道都是轻看或者毁谤主耶稣。
Most of the Jewish leaders, they despise Jesus.
而约瑟和尼哥底母，他们却来求主耶稣的身体。
But Joseph and Nicodemus came and asked for the body.
那么尼哥底他们还拿了最好的这些墨药、沉香等等这些贵重的东西来这个放到主耶稣基督的这个墓里。
So they also brought the precious perfumes such as myrrh to come to anoint the body.
而且呢，约瑟呢，他还把自己的坟墓。让给了主耶稣基督，给了主耶稣基督。
And Joseph gave Jesus his own tomb.
那么这个里面我们，看到，那么这里面就充分了体现了，那么这个他们对主耶稣的爱和对主耶稣的敬重。
Through all this, we can see how they respected and loved Jesus.
那么约瑟呢，不但冒死来求主耶稣的身体，那么而且在这个。马太福音27:59-60，他这样说：“他说约瑟取了主的约瑟取了身体，用干净的麻布裹好，安放在自己的新坟墓里，就是他凿在磐石里的，又把大石头拱到墓门口就去了。”
In Matthew chapter 27, it says.And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away.
那么在当时呢，一般人的坟墓呢，就是只是在地底下呢挖一个坑。
In those days, they just dig a hole underground.
那么只有这些很富有的人才把坟墓呢凿在这些磐石里面。
Only the rich people who can make a place in the rock.
那么在马太福音的27:57，那么有这样一个对耶稣耶对这个约瑟的介绍。
There was another recording about Joseph in Matthew 27:57.
那么他说到了晚上有个财主名叫约瑟是亚利马太来的他也是耶稣的门徒。
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus.
所以所有的这些发生在主耶稣基督身上的事，那么不但是历史事实，也是圣经预言的这个实现。
So from all this, we can see about the burial of Jesus is not only a historical fact, but also was the prophecy.
那么其实也是神的救赎计划的实现。
It's also part of God's redemption plan.
所以在以赛亚书53章9节，他在告诉我们，他虽未行过强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知他死的时候与财主同葬。
So in Isaiah 53 verse 9, and they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth.
所以呢，按这句经文我们可以看到，罗马人很可能准备把主耶稣和两个强盗一同丢到这个荒野的这个垃圾场里面。
So from this, we think that very likely the Romans were just going to throw Jesus' body and with the two robbers into the garbage collecting place.
然而他却被安葬在这个磐石里，财主的坟墓里。
Yet he was buried in the rock.
那么就在约瑟和尼哥底母他们安葬主耶稣的同时，其实两位主耶稣的门徒呢，也在远处注视着。
So at the time when Joseph and the Nicodemus was burying Jesus, and the two disciples was also watching.
那么47节在这说，摩大拉的玛利亚和约西的母亲玛利亚都看见安放他的地方。
So that is verse 47. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, saw where he was laid.
那么在这个希腊语中，这里面的看见其实动词的时态是表示继续不断的观察。
So if the word of saw in the Greek word is represents continue seeing.
而且呢，在上次的信息我们也知道，当主耶稣被钉十字架时，大部分的门徒都逃跑了。
We know that from previously that most of the disciples ran away when Jesus was arrested.
然而包括摩大拉的玛利亚和约西的母亲玛利亚这内的一些妇女，她们仍在远处守望。
But Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Jesus and some other women, they would stay close.
那么这里面的守望呢，也是用的一样的时态，就是继续不断的一个进行的动作。
So here it also uses the same word using present participle.
那么很显然，摩大拉的玛利亚和约西的母亲玛利亚，那么从主耶稣被钉十字架到被取下来安葬，一直在注视着主耶稣。
So it is very possible that Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, has watched from the beginning when Jesus was put on the cross and to the end when he was taken off the cross.
所以他们俩见证了主耶稣被钉十字架到安葬发生的所有的事情。
So they have witnessed everything that happened to Jesus.
那么今天的信息呢，我们通过约瑟和两位主耶稣的门徒参与和见证主耶稣的安葬。
So today's passage, we can see that from Joseph and the two of Jesus' disciples witnessed the burial of Jesus.
那么以及比拉多对主耶稣去世的确认。
And also that Pilate was convinced Jesus was dead.
那么也让我们知道主耶稣的死既是一个历史事实，也是圣经预言的应验。
So that Jesus' death not only is a historical fact, but it also fulfilled the prophecy.
他实实在在的为信他的人死在了十字架上。
He indeed died for those who believe in him on the cross.
而且被埋葬了。
And was buried.
按照神的救赎的计划，一次献上，成为永远的赎罪祭。
According to the redemption plan of God, once again he makes his sacrifice for all, forever.
那么这里面我们通过约瑟以及这个两位他的主耶稣的门徒，那么 我们可以看到下面这么一些应用。
So now from this we can see the following implications.
那么约瑟因着爱主、相信主，他呢愿意冒着生命的危险来要求主耶稣的身体。
So Joseph risked and to take the ask for the body because he loves and trusts in Jesus.
那么他愿意舍弃自己的坟墓，安葬主耶稣。
He is willing to give up his own tomb to bury Jesus.
那么还有两位主的爱主的妇女，那么知道自己他们不能去求主的身体，他们也不能去参与安葬。
So because we also know the two women who love Jesus, they couldn't bury the body, but they observed.
他们却一直在守望着主耶稣。
But they continually watched for Jesus.
那么我们作为神的儿女，我们如何来表达对主的爱呢？
So as children of God, how do we express our love for Him?
那我们是不是把我们最好的东西献给了主？
Do we offer the best to Him?
那我们是不是为爱主付上了代价？
Do we pay a price to love God, Him?
我们可以从下面几个方面来思想。
We can think about that.
首先我们可以想思想一下，那么神赐我们的时间、我们的精力、我们的钱财，那么都是神赐给我们的。
Now we need to know our money, our energy, and all our possessions came from God.
那么这里我们看一下，我们怎么样来利用我们的使用我们的时间。
So how are we going to use our time?
那我想问大家，那我们每天每个人都早晨一早起来，那我们早晨一起来第一件事情，我们是先看微信，先看 email, 先看新闻，还是我们先去跟主亲近、读经、祷告？
So what do we do when we first wake up in the morning? Do we check our email, check messages, watch the news, or we be close near God and study His words?
因为一天的时间，最好的时间呢是在早晨。
Morning is the best time of the day.
而神让我们真的把最宝贵的东西献给他。
God wants us to give Him the most precious things.
我们再看我们的精力。
Let us see our energy.
那么在那我们是在头脑清醒、精力充沛的时候亲近神呢，还是我们是在疲惫不堪的时候来到神的面前来想支取力量？
When do we go near God? When we were in the best, most energetic, or when we are tired?
那么或者我们只是在经历艰难或者心里这个有苦闷的时候才想来到神的面前想得到一些安慰呢？
Or we only go to get comfort from God when we were in trouble or when we were in difficulties.
所以这些我们都可以自己，我们可以问我们自己。
So we can ask ourselves.
我们再看一下我们神赐给我们的这些财物。
Let's see all the belongings God given us.
那么圣经里面常常告诉我们，让我们说献上粗俗的果子，而不是剩下的果子。
So the Bible teaches us to offer the first fruits, not the leftovers.
圣经中也让人们说献上头生的，而不是任意的。
So we give the firstborn.
那么我们有没有想过，我们是把我们的这个神给我们的这些财物呢，首先拿出一部分献给神呢，还是我们是这个随便拿出一些来应对我们良心的责备呢？
So do we offer what we set aside first, or we offer something just to make us feel better?
或者是我们是先满足我们自己的需要呢，还是把剩下的一点献上，在神面前以表明我们的无辜呢？
Or do we satisfy our needs first, and then we make offer to the Lord?
我们都知道圣经中该隐跟亚伯他们给神献祭的这个事例。
We know the example of Cain and Abel.
我们都应当问一下我们自己，我是那位该隐还是我是那位亚伯？
So am I the Cain or am I the Abel?
我们再我思想一下关于这个代祷方面的事情。
And let's talk about intercession.
那我们看那些妇人呢，他知道他们做不了什么，但是他们愿意在原有的地方注视着耶稣，守望着耶稣。
So for those women who know they cannot do anything, but they stayed and watched and observed.
我们也可以问一下我们自己，我们是不是常常为他人代祷？
We can ask, are we often pray for others?
那么也许你没有参与具体的服事。
Maybe you did not participate in the actual service.
那么请问您有没有为教会的牧师或者是执事或者是参与服事的弟兄姐妹那么常常的守望祷告呢？
Have you prayed for the pastor or for the deacons or for those who serve in the church?
你有没有为弟兄姐妹生命的成长祷告呢？
Have you prayed for the spiritual growth of brothers and sisters?
你有没有为有需要的这些弟兄姐妹祷告呢？
Have you prayed for those who are in need?
你有没有为教会的各样的需要祷告呢？
Have you prayed for the things of the church?
那我们其实都我们都是一群有限有罪的人。
We are all blessed sinners.
我们真的也是一群蒙了神极大的恩典的人。
We have received the great blessings from God.
我们都是在基督的身体中主的肢体。
We are part of Jesus' body.
我们需要来彼此的扶持，彼此的来鼓励。
We need to encourage each other and help each other.
我们需要彼此的帮助，彼此的担当，来一同奔走铁路。
So we need to work together and travel the journey together.
只有这样的，我们将来在借主的时候，那么我们才能从主那里得到主给我们的预备。
Only by doing so, when we meet the Lord, and we can receive what He has prepared for us.
因为没有一个基督徒能够独行独往的来走好这个铁路的历程。
So no Christian can travel on the heavenly journey by themselves.
他把我们放在一起，一同服事，就是来彰显主在我们中间的爱。
When He put us together to serve, the purpose to show us the love of God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢主你给我们的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for all your grace and blessings.
感谢主你透过你的话语，透过你的圣灵，常常来教导我们。
Thank you. Through your words, you're teaching us.
让我们真的知道我们生命的境况。
So we know what our life is like.
让我们能够知道我们靠着你的带领，靠着弟兄姐妹，我们之间的一起的这个彼此的帮助，彼此的扶持，我们才能够来荣耀你。
So we know that we can only glorify you by your help and by all the encouragement and help of brothers and sisters.
我们才能在主你的带领下来建立主你的教会。
Under your leadership, we shall establish the church.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹的生命才能逐个个的成长。
We thank for all the brothers and sisters' participation.
主就求主你与我们同在，带领我们前面的道路。
May you be with us and lead our steps ahead.
主让你的荣名在我们中间得荣耀。
So that you will be living in our midst.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.